Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning, and pleased to have IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson with us. It's the America's original March Madness taking place, 1A, 2A weekend. Then next weekend is the 3A, 4A session. And unfortunately last night, I'd call it kind of some shocking news with the situation at a sectional at the 3A level last night resulted in a double forfeit up at North Lawndale between North Lawndale and I think Farragut Academy. And I assume Craig Anderson, you know, having to resort to making that decision has to be so challenging. So I guess we begin our conversation by that, where you're forced to make that type of decision, not enjoyable for anyone, that's for sure.
No, you're exactly right. You know, you feel terrible for the kids that competed, you know, to that level and, you know, that far and deep into the fourth quarter. And, you know, to have it end like that, you know, we take those and make those decisions not lightly. You know, those are, you're taking away opportunities for kids and, you know, so many people are affected by that. But, you know, we have sportsmanship rules that are part of the basketball rules, and when bench is clear and that situation occurs, you know, at the end of the day, we have to uphold our responsibility with recognizing that sportsmanship has to come first. And, you know, if it's a message being sent, you know, that's really a high expectation that we have for our member schools, and, you know, that really comes down to the decision.
Yeah, 100-plus years of boys basketball in Illinois. Do you recollect or do you know, has there ever been a double forfeit in the state tournament series before?
Yeah, there has been. Yeah, we in reflecting last night, I don't know that it has come this deep in the state series, but I think in a sectional semifinal back in 2015, I believe, we found where this had occurred, and then, you know, somebody advanced out of the sectional final. But but I don't think it's happened this far where now a team's going to get an automatic, it's going to be DePaul College Prep, won't get an opportunity to play a super sectional, but will automatically move forward to the state finals.
Yeah, and that's so strange. Logistically, just kind of how does it work for you last night? So you get word of the incident, have to kind of digest the information, and then determine the appropriate course of action. So can you kind of take us through the process, how that works? I can't imagine that it's too easy to do all that.
No, it's not easy, you know, and obviously not being there and, you know, really initially looking out for the safety of everyone involved, where, you know, Kirk Gibson in our office who oversees basketball had been in nearly immediate communication once things were kind of settled, teams were in the locker room with the manager of the site, and then likewise communicating with the officials on the game, you know, hearing the reports of the incident and what happened, and then, you know, he and I working together and communicating, you know, what we've been told about what occurred. And, you know, once we hear that it's a bench clearing brawl and, you know, basically the way they related to us, a melee, you know, so unfortunate, as you can imagine. But that's really, we have to lean on our administrators that are in charge at the school and conducting the final, along with the officials working the game. But, you know, we got and tried to gather as much information we could from that group, you know, and then come up with our decision.
And it didn't just involve the benches clearing, right? I mean, there was fan involvement in it, too. That's where the definition of melee comes in, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, safety is obviously the highest priority here. And, you know, for that to go on in any setting in society is awful. But, you know, for it to happen at one of our tournament games is just really unfortunate. But you're right. That's how it evolved. You know, started with an incident on the court. You know, then benches and then fans, and you're right. I think that's where we get to the level of calling it an actual melee. Yeah.
So the double forfeit occurs, so that means no one advances out of the sectional you mentioned, so that means the team that awaits in the super sectional automatic gets the path to go to the Final Four in the state tournament. Now, is there additional penalties then under consideration for the two schools that were involved in that last night?
Oh, for sure, yeah. You know, that's just an initial first step as, you know, we communicate that outcome. But going forward, we're going to now, when we have time, review video and look to see, you know, players involved. And, you know, there'll be more outcomes that we'll work with each school individually, you know, as to some further suspension of kids in you know, their next sport, no matter, like, our bylaws would require. And then, you know, we want to work with our schools to, in the future, you know, do what we can to, you know, if we can educate the students, the coaches, you know, those folks of the sportsmanship requirements, you know, obviously there'll be more to come that we'll work with each school individually. But, yeah, this is just the initial step that obviously the biggest question is where they stand in this year's state series. But we'll work closely with the schools once we know more about the incident.
So when that all happened last night, so you get that melee that gets involved. They try to restore order. They can't. They just clear the gym, and they await the determination of, well, can we resume the game tomorrow, or what's the situation, or how does the end result occur? So did they just kind of clear the gym last night after it got out of control?
They did, yeah, that's exactly that. And, you know, that was the initial call that Kurt instructed the manager, you know, let's get that accomplished first, get teams into their locker rooms, and then until Kurt and I had a chance to talk, and then we had a chance to communicate collectively with officials and the administrator in charge. But they're just waiting to hear from us as to what next steps are. And obviously with the information we had that, you know, we called the game final and the double forfeit.
Wow, that's just too bad, man. All right, so we'll change directions quickly here. So we're 2019 and then 2020 next year is the final year for the contracts at Peoria for boys basketball and Redbird Arena for girls basketball. So the bidding process underway for determining who, if the host site will change in either of those venues. And then, of course, the potential of changing the format of playing, you know, all four state championship games for girls basketball one weekend and then playing all four state championship games for boys basketball another weekend. So I guess those are, you know, two pretty big things that are under consideration moving toward the, I guess, 2021 boys and girls basketball state tournament series. So I guess a lot in play between now and then.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And so generally, you know, we put out the request for proposal for bidding on a tournament, you know, approximately 10 months before that's going to come to completion. So later this spring, we'll be putting out that RFP. And so a couple years ago, we were charged by our board of directors just as a staff to kind of think about reinvigorating the state finals. And so the timing of this is, as you kind of indicated, the reason that we've put this discussion out there about the movement towards a one-weekend four-class tournament. And obviously, it's gotten a lot of discussion amongst a lot of people. And that's what we were hoping, just get some feedback, in particular from our schools, because those are the ones we're serving, and we want the experience for the players and coaches that are involved to be a really good one. And so we'll have some discussion for sure over the next couple months before later this spring the request for proposal comes out, where our board solidifies exactly what the tournament's going to look like in 21 and beyond. And so, yeah, we're welcoming feedback, like I said, from our membership about the thought around that possible four classes in one weekend tournament.
And I know some of the dynamics have not been unveiled yet on how that would look, but, you know, it probably be an extended day, at least Thursday. Now, the third-place game with all state championship games being played in the same weekend, would they still have a third place game, or is that something that's under consideration too?
Yeah, what we discussed initially with our board back in our February board meeting was a tournament that still had the consolation games a part of the tournament. We think that's still an important part of, you know, kids competing, that we trophy to four places. It's 16 games in one weekend, so it's packed. You know, it, starting on a Thursday, as you indicated, is what we would plan on. Still playing consolation games, and I'll share with you that the idea and thought is that the Saturday afternoon evening, we would still having consolation games, but possibly having all four state championship games being played back to back to back to back. And when we share that with folks, that possibility, it really, you know, gets them thinking, now what a cool setting to come and be in an arena and get to see all four championship games on one afternoon evening. So, but we think the consolation games are still an important part of it. At least we do as a staff. And I think our board believes the same. But, you know, with that being said, if it looks like, you know, we get from our membership, people say, you know, we've maybe come to the point where we maybe don't need the consolation, then we consider that. But right now we think, at least collectively, our staff and board think that they still need to be a part of the state finals.
All right. I know Craig Anderson is not feeling the best this morning, so we've kept him probably 11 or 12 minutes too long on the WRP airway. So we appreciate that, but a lot going on. And I know I go to the state basketball tournament every year, so I'll be down there later today for the 1A and 2A state title games, and then looking forward to 3A and 4A next weekend. But bummed about the situation last night. You never like to see stuff like that happen, but we appreciate you coming on and talking about it this morning, Mr. Craig Anderson. And I think it's cloud. If you want to know, I think it's a bit of a cloudy day, a little rain in Cambridge, Illinois today in your hometown.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know if we've got rain here in Peoria, but we got the same cloudiness, so yeah.
All right. Well, I'll try and get Tom Hassan corralled. Maybe you can play a pickup game over at the bowl later today.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll see you down in Peoria later today, I'm sure.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Craig Anderson with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.